Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of The Whiskey Sticks. I am one of your hosts, Joshua, and two of us joining here. Go ahead and hand it off to them. How's it going, guys?
What's going on? As always, I am Mike, the face of the business. Joined with me is Thomas, our local sports authority. Talk to me, Thomas. What we got?
It is that time of the year. It's like that special, you know, baseball's in full swing. You got NBA playoffs. You got March Madness just wrapping up. It's a good time to be a sports fan if you're into that sort of thing. And as always, there's never a bad time to have a glass in your hand of your favorite bourbon whiskey. What are y'all drinking, fellas?
I am over here sipping on a little bit of Bullet Bourbon, you know, just to wet the beak a little bit here, get this podcast going.
Yeah, and myself, I'm also drinking bourbon out of the same bottle, no less, but I figured we've been gone and out of action for a little while, so you can bring it back, Old Faithful, you know, Daily Driver, one of the best bourbons you can get at a decent cost. Is not going to break the bank. I think a normal people bottle is like $30, so that's not bad at all. Makers have come in a little higher than that, but everybody knows Makers.
I guess I'm the bougie bitch of the group. I've got the last glass of this bottle. It's Penelope. Really good stuff. I think it comes in around $60. This is barrel strength, straight bourbon whiskey, Texas Select, because you know we are all Texas boys here. 116 proof, 58% ABV.
Now, I'll be honest, I forget the name of it, but there is a thing people do with decanters where they take like the last bit of every bottle that they've been drinking and they put it, it's like an Atlas decanter or something. Like they just pour a little bit into, you know, the decanter, every bottle they go through, and they kind of like add that up and then taste it when it's full, I guess. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of that.
Yeah, that's something that I've been wanting to do, is get a little, like, you know, oak barrel that we could just have there on the counter, and then just kind of, you know, all the little leftovers of whatever bottles we have, just kind of add it into there, you know, let it get that oakiness, you know, from that barrel as well, and just see what we make from there.
I gotta be honest, I don't know that would come out good, right? Yeah. Like, realistically, like, mm-hmm. The bottles themselves may be good, may be bad. Sometimes may be good, sometimes may be shit. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you add them all in, it can't be that good.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to understand the reason why you do it. Like, I poured every last drop. Like, what am I not doing, not finishing the bottle? Like, to have a little something to put in the, if I'm doing anything at all, I might mix two in my glass, you know, like, okay, here's a little bit, not quite the pour that I wanted. All right, let me add something, maybe try to get close to the proof, close to the you know, type of bourbon, type of whiskey, something like that. And then, okay, we'll see what that looks like. To just take a big barrel and just like pour all the little extras in there.
I don't know why. I don't know why you do it, but I've heard that people do it, and like just to kind of see. But I was like, man, now you got this whole decanter of garbage water at this point, and you're getting hints of different types of wood, berries, grapefruits, eggplants. I don't know, and you're just like, okay, that was fun. Now every time somebody comes to my house, they gotta try it. Because if I had to suffer, you will suffer as well.
Well, like you know, I see it in the way that many of the bourbon whiskeys are usually around the same type of nodes, right? So I would say it really couldn't come out bad, you know?
Was that either nodes with a D or notes with a T? Either way, sure. I do have some cocktails produced by a friend of mine, Taylor. We start with, what is this? They don't even have names, but it'll tell you how to drink them. Summer vibes with strawberry and lemon combination. It's sweet, it's tart, and flavorful. The ingredients are 2 ounces of whiskey of your choosing, 3 strawberries sliced, 1 ounce of lemon juice, and 0.75 ounces of simple syrup. Throw over top on ice, even like a highball glass is what that sounds like. And that should be a tasty treat in springtime. Nice. Do you guys have any springtime drinks?
Well, I don't have anything like per se, but now the barrel thing could work as the ultimate mixing whiskey, yeah, or bourbon. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to go pour it on top of something, probably not going to be the be all end all, because, you know, whatever you're mixing it with, like what you just talked about, it's probably going to be the prevailing taste. You'll have it on the back end, but it won't be anything crazy. So maybe you go that way. The shot thing I think is really interesting. Like, all right, you get the mystery shot today.
We don't know what
that's going to taste like, but you can shoot it, you know, as a punishment or as a welcome to my bar. You know, I could see that.
Well, yeah, that, and it's like we all have those moments where we end up playing the little ring around the hook game against your buddies. And like, yo, you've always needed something like, oh, what do I win, right? Make it count. Well, the loser's taking this shot. I tell you that right now. So, yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways you could use it. Obviously, another fun spring drink that I've had myself this season is a whiskey sour. It's the ultimate go-to. I think that's a great, like you sit at a bar, you want to hold a glass and look like you're doing big things. A whiskey sour is a great one to go to. It's a good looking drink in the hand.
I do have a drink for the people out there. A little bit unconventional, if you will, but this was created a couple years ago when we ran out of Topo Chico's for ranch waters, right? It's, you know, as some people know, so if you're making a ranch water, you put some couple shots of tequila, you know, your Topo Chico, your soda water, and some lime, right? Simple, as simple as it can get. And one of these days, we ran out of soda water, right? So the next best thing we had on hand were Bud Lights, pretty much.
Water. Oh, no. No, Josh. Yeah. Josh, no.
So comes the invention of the Bud Lightning, right? So
Bud Lightning? That was a thing already. I didn't know it was platinum. I lied.
Yeah, it was platinums, yeah. So, and that's the other thing. If you want to make it even a little bit spicier, you could use Bud Light Platinums as well. But essentially, you know, you put your couple shots of tequila in there, your lime, and then finally finish it off with that Bud Light, and it's a refreshing drink to surely get you kickstarted. I'll tell you that.
Kickstarted is a fun word to use there. Yeah, that's where we're fast tracking. That's that moment on the roller coaster when the little chest protector drops down. Like, you're locked in at that point. Like, there's only one way that can go. Another drink here is simple, refreshing, and low in calories. It provides the freshness of citrus with whiskey's character. That's going to be 2 ounces of whiskey, an ounce of lime juice, some club soda, and throw it on ice.
Simple.
And that is, what is that called?
I don't know. It doesn't have a name. Look, I told you how to make it. You can call it, you know, a piss missile if you want to. It's got lime juice.
I mean, but for me, if you're looking for something and us being the whiskey sticks, I'm going to be boring, I guess. I'm just going to say, pour you an old fashioned, man.
Nah, you know what you need? Never
go wrong with an old fashioned.
What was that drink you made the other day? Was it like the raspberry crown, whatever that was? Blackberry, blackberry, something like that.
So Crown Royal has come out with a blackberry variation, right? So they've got all the different ones, apple. They've got one that's black. I think they've got, you know, I thought somebody said that there was another one.
The peach one.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you. And you mix whatever. I had somebody come to me with a blackberry lemonade that had that in it with actual blackberries. And I mean, I'm not a big Crown drinker. I will. But you want to talk about refreshing, just tasted like a whole lemonade that you could just sip on all day long. That was definitely it.
And for you non-alcoholic drinkers, I haven't forgotten about you. And I put Josh on this the other day. We were out at Slim Chicken's. Great place to get chicken. They don't do anything else. Just chicken. They got a little macaroni you can have. But either way, they're not paying me. So you take the little cup to the machine and you get about 80% Blue Powerade and 20% lemonade. And that is a refreshing, like, just the right amount of lemonade to have. Because I don't know about you guys, I can't drink a whole glass of lemonade these days. Not from the store or the restaurants. It's too strong. So, yeah, I love it. It's a great, like, I don't want to have soda, but I also want some flavor in my life.
For me, in honor of the Masters, and old fat, or not old fashioned. I want to say old fashioned all the time now.
You can say that. I'm here
Arnold Palmer, half tea, half lemonade.
Or you do Arnold Palmer in the can from Arizona, and you get a bottle of Grey Goose, and that's about a 50-50 cup. You make the cup as big as you want to. I had a time. I've gone through phases. That was a phase, the vodka phase.
Are we maturing now?
Yes, we are out of the phase. I had a Bud Light phase. That's why, like, Bud Ice, the Bud Light Platinum, like the Micheladas that they got now. Like, I had a Bud Light phase. I also had a Crown and Coke phase, and then a Cap and a Dr. Pepper phase.
Yeah.
I've got grown. Now we don't mix. We just drink it straight. we are adults now.
Right.
But I do like to have like what would you call it? A zesty, festive drink every once in a while. Like, yeah. Like give me a lemon or a little umbrella, make it look cute.
No, what's it called? Speaking of Arnold Palmer's, though, a good mix you could do with that is get you
a Bud Light in the Arnold Palmer
and put it in there. No, so you get
I'm seeing a theme here.
You get the Red Diamonds sweet tea, right? And then you get some Simply Lemonade's lemonade. One of those, you know, it's a half a gallon to a gallon of sweet tea because
no pulp, right?
Really no pulp. No pulp.
Why would there be pulp and lemonade?
I don't know. The lemon, sure, lime, whatever. but you add what's it called? A whole jar of sweet tea moonshine in there, right? Oh. And then a gallon.
Josh, you've got a problem. All of your drinks are not a warm startup. This is like, so you're out of beer or whatever you were drinking. So here's where we throw the kitchen sink at it and get absolutely annihilated.
But, I mean, it's great. You don't taste it. You don't taste the alcohol. And then you also put in a bottle of Jim Beam honey in there. Make it nice
what?
And sweet. Yeah.
With the moonshine?
Yeah, with the moonshine. Yeah.
And it's, with Josh, you are guaranteed to get drunk and diabetes.
Yes, yes. He's just making gasoline. You know, it's cheaper by the gallon.
All the sugars.
It's all the liquors. It's a great drink to have, you know, while people are out there like eating and stuff, right? Because it's on a pump. Right.
You ever want people to think that you're mildly schizophrenic and you just change personalities randomly? Yeah, hit that drink, and when you get back, you'll be a totally different person.
That's Patricia.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So onward and upward, guys. I know for me out here in Kansas City, a place I like to go to in the springtime, and I can say that I've already been there this season, is Chicken and Pickle. You'll notice I eat a lot of chicken, but also it's just a really nice, like, establishment that all they really make is like chicken sandwiches and chicken strips, but they have pickle, like pickleball, and they've got like a huge outdoor like area. And that's for me, that's springtime. They've got like tumbling towers or whatever, big Jenga. They got the cornhole. They've got Battleship out there. If you've ever seen like huge Battleship, it's a great time. Yeah. And you can just get absolutely plastered for fun as long as you want. And I would say you could play pickle, but it's like 40 or pickleball, but it's like $40 an hour to rent out a court, which isn't bad, but it's also like you don't have to spend that to get down. Like, you could just drink, eat, and play yard games.
No, that sounds great.
So are there any places like that that you guys like to like go to and like invite friends if you have those?
So I would say like some, you know, some nice things to go out and do, you know, during the springtime and stuff would be hitting up a river. The weather is getting really, really nice. I know yesterday we had, you know, amazing weather, a bit windy, but nonetheless, like, you know, finding a river. You know, I know down in Texas, we have the San Mo River over there, San Marcos. That's a great river to be at, right? It's nice, cool, refreshing. You have your little, you know, your little tubes, one of them always designated, you know, for the beer and
a good float trip ain't never hurt nobody. Yeah. I think down in Texas, they had a river that they would like rent you out a floating cooler. That was pretty dope. You just tie it onto your floaty and you just mop.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah. And the cool thing too, like on that river, at least there's like people actively going by with like trash cans. They're like, oh, cool. Hey, we're here to collect trash, you know? So there won't be any mess, you know?
Yeah, they roll up and Josh is mixing like Jägermeister Monster Energy drink. And he's all like, you know what this needs? A Bud Light.
He's like, can I borrow your trash can to fill it with this drink?
So yeah, right. Some jungle juice over there.
Basically.
But yeah, what do you got, Thomas? Where do you go when the weather's nice?
I'm a golfer. Like the Masters, you know, just finished up. I think, you know, for the sports fan, golf is that one sport that there are people that are really good, but most of the time it's just an excuse to get out, be outdoors, drink. I think when you are not a good golfer, drinking helps.
Go out there and just chase balls all day.
Maybe it doesn't help you be a good golfer, but it helps you get through the day. I know for me, I love to go out and, you know, chase the white ball around and just, you know, hope the cart girl is close enough so that, you know, A, I can admire her for the plot, and B, I can get the drinks, you know, when I'm getting the drinks. That's always a good time. Katy, Texas right now is just blowing up with a lot of stuff you can do that's, you know, party centric. There's a Tiger Woods themed putt-putt golf course called, I think it's Pop a Stroke or something like that. I have to get the name for y'all, but it's basically, but basically it's got like the whole golf course feel, but it's putt-putt. And I mean, they have drinks and, you know, it's one of those, you bring your friends out, you just have a good time. I know Pop Stroke. Had to look it up. Pop Stroke.
You know, like that's what you said, was that not? Because you said Pop a Stroke. That was close
something
enough.
Like that. Something
you
like
could
that.
Google your way into it. It's fine.
It's in Katy. It's really cool. It makes you, it gives you the putt-putt vibe with the actual golf course feel.
That's cool.
Andretti's is another spot that's right next door. You can go in there and hop in 60 mile an hour go-karts. I would not drink and do that, but you know, get your go-karting on and then go drink. They got games. They got a bunch of VR different simulators. They're really dope. A Home Run Dugout is a new place that's popping off in Katy as well. You actually rent a bay where you can pick whatever stadium you want, and you can basically have like the top golf meets, you know, baseball, where you're hitting dingers. The drinks, the food's great there too. Pitch 25 is another local spot that is a soccer themed bar, created by Brian Ching, former Houston Dynamo player. You can go in there. They have.
I've been there, right? I think we went there once.
Yes, they've got an indoor soccer field that you can play on. They do cornhole. They do all kinds of stuff. They got an outdoor bar, an indoor bar, so you can get whatever kind of drink on. They definitely show all the sporting events, so it's a good place to get together and just watch games, or actually go out there and play some and then do some drinking. For me, it's definitely about places like that where I can, you know, have some fun, you know, work up an appetite, work up, you know, that drinking hand, I guess, you know, to where I'm like, all right, I've done this. Now pour me, you know, my favorite whiskey, my favorite bourbon, and I'll just kick back, relax.
Yeah, I actually drove past a golf course local over here. And it's funny because as I'm driving, I know nothing about golf. You know, I played a video game or two in my day. I've been in Topgolf like twice. So, you know, I'm basically an expert. I definitely saw these guys hop in the cart and drive off into the tall grass. And I was like, damn, you hate to see it. You hate to see it. But, you know, you got to, you know, be honest in the game. Go chase your balls down. But yeah, no, that was pretty dope. So moving on. To our next segment here that I was, you know, gifted to by none other than Thomas. He's going to give us the etiquette about going out and drinking. We were talking about it earlier, and I think that's a great idea. And he's gonna tell us, you know, Chavi's guide to getting down.
Look, I feel like, obviously, Uber driver paramount, right? Take care of yourself. Don't drink and drive. That's first and foremost. I shouldn't have to say it. I'm going to say it anyway because that's very important. Secondly, I think that you should definitely decide, once you've gotten that figured out, to either eat before you go, so you're not out there paying crazy prices that the guys to my left and my right can speak to.
$50 for some taco balls. It was like chicken and rice in a deep fried ball. And I was like, at the end of it, there's five of them. At the end of it, I was like, you know, I'm not really that mad. They were actually pretty good. I don't know that I would do it again, but like they served it out on one of those like long rectangle plates. They drizzled some sauce underneath it. I don't even know what the sauce was, but that slapped, or so I recall. And everything tastes better when you're drinking. Everybody knows that. I don't know if it's actually good. Man, I remember we were on that cruise and we came back onto the boat from being in Mexico all day. And I'd had two caguamas with my brother-in-law, Junior, shout outs, Indio, to be, you know, for all y'all back there. But yeah, no, I wanted spicy and I wanted it bad. And like, so I'm running around. I go to like the burger joint. I grab the burger joint. I go to like the taco shop. I drop salsa on the burger. I was, man, I made a monstrosity. But it tasted so good in that moment. Like nothing made me happier on that entire cruise other than this bastard burger that I made. And it just hit the spot. So sorry, I just had to intervene there and, you know, throw some facts out there. I have a lot of drinking experience.
It matters. So obviously you want to lay down a base, you know, make sure you eat. Nothing good happens when you go out and drink, don't eat. just doesn't. So if you don't feel like spending a fortune on it, obviously do that before you step out. If you're trying not to spend a fortune on your drinks, then definitely pregame before you head out. Do one or the other. Eat out there and drink at the crib. Eat at the crib and drink out there. Whatever you do, do not do both, because these two guys can attest that price tag can get way high, way fast. And I mean, that's not what you're out there for. I mean, obviously you want to have a good time, but you don't want to spend a fortune to do it. I mean, unless you got it. I mean,
I would argue that you should budget. I would argue that you should budget, you know, set a upper lower limit on your night. Like, it would be nice to get out for, like, I don't know what normal is, $150 or whatever people spend. or maybe if I spend $250, we need to like close up shop. Yeah. Definitely don't go out and spend $400. It's not worth it. Not worth.
Never is.
But I mean, that's one way to keep yourself from doing that is to take the time to go, okay, I'm going to allot, you know, a couple hours to do one of those two things before I step out. Because, I mean, yeah, you want to be out on the scene doing stuff, but you don't have to go crazy out there. I feel like so many people get into such a bad way where it's like, yo, we got to get out ASAP. We're time crunch. And they get out there and they spend a fortune because, like, I got to eat, I got to drink, I got to eat, I got to drink. And then it's like, you could have done yourself a service. It's kind of like going to a movie theater and paying for all the snacks when you can just have a damn meal before you go to the movie theater and then just go watch the movie. Like, they're hoping that you come in there and buy all their drinks and all their snacks, and they're overpriced as hell.
Man, the popcorn smells so good, though.
Yeah,
I can never eat a large popcorn, but I always get the large popcorn, so I can get a free refill if they still do that. Yeah, I get like a large Dr. Pepper, large popcorn, maybe some bunch of crunch, you know, with some of the classics. I set up shop. I got my blanket. I'm ready to watch this movie or take a nap. I don't care. It's a win either way.
Man, I like
clearly
the...
Mike is not the example for going out drinking or going to the movie theater, because he's going to spend the money either way.
I mean, like, they do be having some good stuff there at the movie theaters.
Now they got like a restaurant and they serve drinks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've had a bourbon, a bullet bourbon at the movie theater. It's beautiful. Oh, also, yeah. I feel like I owe it to the movie industry for sneaking in all the movies as a kid. Like, I got to pay it back somehow, right? So I'm paying premium prices right now.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
It's
there
called karma, and she's a bitch, so I'm avoiding it. Yeah, no, man. I was a miscreant as a child.
For the rest of us to rock the letter of the law, and we're trying to save a couple bucks, follow Thomas's tricks.
If you want to know anything that's, you know, mildly suspicious or, you know, law adjacent, you know, follow me for more tips and tricks.
I'm just kind of here.
I'm like that movie. What is it? Was it Big Daddy, where he like dents the can? He's like, yeah, Microsoft just went down. Like, yeah, that's me. I'm like, if I can, you know, it was me. I'm reformed.
Yeah.
You know, get these peas for 50 cents less, you know? I don't know if you guys eat peas. No. I don't. Or green beans, anything like that. I don't buy those things.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how you're supposed to follow that, Josh, but...
When's the last time you went grocery shopping, Thomas? That's my question.
Ooh, I'm the wrong guy to ask. I mean, maybe I'm the right guy. I don't cook.
Yeah, me neither.
These guys on my left and my right, they meal prep. They try to eat right.
That's Josh. It's all Josh.
I try to eat better, but I'm still like 95% of the time, I'm going to get it from somewhere else. My stove has not seen...
any action
lately. yeah the oven, the air fryer, which is a godsend, whoever came up with the air fryer, shout out to them, because I don't know how I did it before.
I think it was like Hitler, but
wow.
Same concept, same chemistry. I don't know what you want from me.
You know, he's helping me get through. I air fried plenty of things. I don't know, man. I just don't grocery shop like that. I cook on occasion. So where you guys are spending your money in the movie theater and in the bar, I'm spending it on food. I'm an ultimate foodie. I'll go to all the restaurants. I'll order whatever I got to order.
Yeah, no, me and Josh made chimichangas for lunch. It was great.
Yeah.
Made. Brought to you by Fronteras Mexican Food Restaurant. Yeah, actually, I would 5-star that place. My cup was never empty. And at times I had 2 cups on the table. Dude's like, I got you. Don't worry about it. It's like, careful, the plate's hot. He wasn't wrong. The plate was super hot. I had to wait a minute to eat this food. It was so hot. But like, can't be mad. It wasn't cold.
Yeah, that was great. It was great. Food hit really good. I went down like 5, 6 Dr. Peppers. Oh my God.
He's hydrating
with all the sugars. Jeez, drink a water, bro.
I drink nothing but water. That is the first soda that I've had in months.
Well, that was the fifth or sixth one, according to what you just said.
Yeah,
he was making up ground. He was like, you know what? I gotta get this soda in while I can because I can't tell myself to do it again.
Oh my god.
Okay. So, any more tips and tricks to getting out and getting down, Thomas? Dress appropriately. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if you follow some H-Town legends, JJ Watt, Andre Johnson. They have a podcast that they recently did where they were telling some stories back in the day, and Andre Johnson didn't get led into a club, or almost didn't get led into a club because of his shoes.
Yeah, so, that's facts.
You know, there are definitely like rules and regulations to how to dress in some of these establishments. You should definitely know before you go out, because nothing is worse than getting in the door and then being like, you can't come in.
Black leather boots, they'll get you in anywhere you go. I got a pair of Ariats, whatever. I got a pair of those. They're like the booty form though, right? So they don't have the high calf restraining things. It's just right above the ankle. I don't know. Women wear them. I wear them now. Don't care. I can wear those now with any jeans that I own. Nothing has to be boot cut because a lot of my jeans aren't. But yeah, black leather boots. And I got that idea because I watch a lot of TV, and the guys, the male protagonist, is always wearing like black leather boots and jeans. He lives in them. And I was like, that's probably what I should be wearing. Just, you know, I'm an adult now. I got a lot of Nikes, a lot of Jordans, but when I step out, I'm in black leather boots. I need to get a brown pair, and then I can tell you about those adventures that I have. Because I tell you what, you can run in these boots. You can do a lot in these boots.
Yeah.
They got, don't quit at them.
Well, can you fight in them? Because
you need
to have a pair of fighting boots.
You do need a pair of fighting boots.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, good, you know, attire, you know, fighting boots. You need that, right? Good ankle support.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, no, for sure. All right. What else we got? Josh, do you have any going out tips for the people?
I mean, you know, with like spring and stuff, one of the biggest things that I see a lot of people doing now, you know, including, you know, some of the people there from work, you know, since the weather's getting nicer, right? They're bringing out their bikes, right? Their bikes, their cars that have been in storage, you know, through the winter and whatnot. And so people go out there, go have a nice little cruise. What one of the other supervisors there, he just brought out his Chevelle. Just got a wood grain steering wheel for it. I'm like, oh, that's gonna be nice. Such a nice car. He just brought that out so he could go take some cruises on. Two of my other buddies there brought their bikes out finally because weather's getting way nicer. So yeah, just like
I thought you meant bicycles this whole time. I was like, bicycle. I ain't riding no damn bicycle.
Motorcycle.
You know, I have moments where I really want to be on a motorcycle and the weather's nice. I'm like, that would be so cool. But like, I really enjoy the comfort of my car. Like the AC, like the windows, like the comfy seats, like riding a motorcycle is very like tempting.
Dangerous.
Yes, dangerous. Yeah. People are awful drivers, and being on a bike makes you very vulnerable. But they also ride the line and do some sketchy stuff because they're bikers and they don't listen to nobody. But I will say that I do enjoy driving on my car. Mm-hmm. I will roll the windows down on occasion when the weather's nice, but usually it'll get too hot or too cold and I'll roll them back up. I live my life at a nice 69 degrees. My car, my house, the office, if I can manage, is all 69 degrees. It's a very comfy place to be. Mm-hmm. I'm weird about stuff like that. Like the temp's got to be right. Like people living in like 74, like what are you doing? Are you trying to pay for your sins early? I don't understand.
Well, like, for normal people, like 70s are like a decent temp. I'm starting to think that maybe you're like, what is that? Cold blooded or whatever? What are those snakes?
Oh, I'm
like,
cold blooded killer. You're damn right. You're damn right. Cold blooded. I'm cold blooded.
He needs to keep it in that temp because too high, they'll die. You know.
I'll start to molt. It's not a pretty process. You don't want to see it. But yeah. No. So next on my agenda here, we did talk that like things that happen in spring. One of them being the NCAA men's tournament that I pay attention to. And this year, a lot more because U of H was out there doing stuff and things. And, you know, Thomas had the opportunity to see that live. So if you want to, like, give us a breakdown, walk me into the NCAA tournament for those who may not know what that's about, and then describe your experience as it unfolded.
So every year, college basketball is different than any other sport, right? They have a huge 64-team tournament where it goes on for weeks and, you know, they're single elimination, survive in advance. It's really, really a cool thing because you give so many people an opportunity, albeit a small one, to get all the way to the top of the mountain, where in any other sport, you know, you're limited by how many teams get in and this and that. And I mean, there are a lot of college basketball teams, but no other sport does it as big as the NCAA tournament. They really give the little guy a chance more than I think anyone else does. So if you get the opportunity, because they constantly move the tournament around and you get a chance to take in one of these games, the environment, the atmosphere is just so electric. I can't tell you how much it means to college teams and college team fans more than anyone else. When I tell you, I got a chance to go to the Final Four recently. I got to go to the national championship game. I was in San Antonio. My brother-in-law, Junior, shout out Junior, was like, hey, let's go do it. And really, to be fair, it was our sister Tanya who was like,
she was geeked up about it, right? Like she was ready.
And yeah. And it almost stunned me because for those that paid attention, U of H won in dramatic fashion against Duke to get to the championship game. And, you know, we decided immediately after the game to go make the trip to San Antonio. Being that it was on a Monday, I think made the tickets a little bit cheaper. We sat in the light bulb changing area all the way up at the top.
I figured I was looking. I was watching the game. I was looking for you. But, and I was like, I don't think they're going to be looking at the guys in the bleeds.
But compared to other championship games, tickets were a lot cheaper. You were able to get in there for a reasonable price. Getting out of there, traffic was a nightmare. Just be prepared for that. The next day at work absolutely sucked. Shout out to my brother-in-law, my sister, for totally screwing me on that deal because they did not tell me they were taking the day off till it was way too damn late. And my dumb ass was at work the next day and they were at home sleeping when we pulled up at 4 a.m. that morning from trying to get in from San Antonio.
And I was going to hype you up because you still went to work the next day, but I didn't know there was treachery going on. Very treachery.
I'm a straight zombie going, man, this was a mistake. But you know, it was a great time. Definitely go check it. Like I'm telling you, from the moment the ball was, you know, tipped off or whatever, yeah, until the end, the atmosphere, the electricity was nuts. They had a great environment outside the stadium where you could – buy drinks and, you know, see the team off from their hotel. I mean, they had like a little tip-off area. Manu Ginobili was there. They had a little shoot around. You know, that's a Spurs legend in San Antonio. So they really do these things up a lot. And I think if you ever get the chance to go take one of these in, wherever they are, do what you got to do to go do it. Because for me, it was like a bucket list thing. I'm glad I was able to knock it out. Definitely cool, even though my team didn't win. You know, Cougs were there, did not win, still had an amazing time. Definitely do it again.
Yeah, I don't always pay attention to the tournament, to be honest with you. Like, every once in a while, like, I'll get a wild hair and I'll watch it. But I feel like I never watched, like, the normal basketball schedule for men's college. So I'm like, what do I care about the tournament? I don't know any of these guys. But, like, so my supervisor at the time, he recently left the company, went back to his home state or whatever. But he is a big Tennessee fan. And, like, so we talk about it, and I'm getting into it, and I'm looking it up because I feel like, you know, any conversation is a tactical battle of wits, and you got to, like, know thy enemy. So I'm looking up basketball, and I'm, you know, paying attention to it, and I'm like, all right, well, the U of H is out here balling. He's like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're talking it up. And they ended up playing, and we beat Tennessee. And then he didn't talk to me the same, and he would then later leave the company. He says it was for personal reasons. I think it's because we beat his basketball team. But he's going to have to look at me every day for the rest of the year with that, you know, and wear that defeat. But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I know every year people do their brackets with the bracket challenge. And it's funny because some lady named Martha, who doesn't know anything about basketball, always has the best bracket because she was like, I like Wolves. UConn won again. Awesome. Thanks. Whatever. Right? Like, oh, well, KU, you know, I'm from Kansas. They win. No, they pay a lot of money to win games. Either way. I love seeing a good Cinderella story. And there were plenty of them this season, or this year, I should say. A lot of teams got beat that shouldn't have lost, but, you know, such is life. I think KU made it like two games in and they lost, or won. I forget. All I know is they lost and I celebrated like a happy person for that day. But Josh, what kind of sports are you looking at? Did things kick up differently in like spring for you?
Well, I mean, one of the most recent things we actually went to, we went to go see what Sporting KC and San Luis play some soccer.
That would have been the San Jose Earthquakes. Or St. Louis, actually. Yeah, no, I went to both games. My apologies.
Yeah, so we saw them, and that was nice, you know, being in that environment and everything with, like, you know, the weather getting nicer, you know. People want to be outside, right? You know, go do some sort of activities, and I feel like, you know, that's a great way, especially if you're, you know, trying to put some weight
on. Well, that was actually the first win of their season. I think they were, like, 0-1-5 at that point, and that was their first win. We got to see the lights go in and out, and they do the fireworks and stuff when the goals happen, and they get really excited. They don't do it for the other team, but they do it for them.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I think at that time, Thomas was actually at a Dynamo game that evening as well. So, and I think they won. So it was a dub all around that, you know, we could get that. Because I think the Dynamo aren't doing the best, but it's still really early. Mm-hmm. Plenty of time to course correct, make adjustments. I don't know how the MLS offseason goes or how long that is. I feel like it's very short.
So to fill everybody in.
Season thank you, sir. I was waiting for your expertise this whole time.
My bad. I was letting you finish. The transfer windows are weird. MLS, their season is different than a lot of the other major clubs around the world. So their transfer window versus the MLS transfer window is kind of different. So while MLS is trying to acquire players, a lot of clubs are getting into their like postseasons and they're like, we really don't want to let guys go. So they have to battle for them. That's something that definitely struck the Dynamo here recently. They are trying to get players from other teams right now. They've got the resources. They were able to sell some players off, make some money so they can spend some money. And it's just a weird time in the season for other clubs. You have to wait for that opportunity. So they were able to sign an attacking midfielder recently that they're kind of waiting for that visa to happen. They were able to sign a center back that I think that'll be able to compete for a spot. And really, they've got some injuries that you know are on the mend too that are coming back. So I feel like as bad as the start for the Dynamo has been, when they get some of these reinforcements in, I think they'll be just fine. They were also able to get a goalkeeper across the line recently because they had their first two goalkeepers go down with injury, one for the entire season. So they're on goalkeeper number three right now. So the Dynamo, for all of the negatives, I think for them to be able to get results, they were able to get that win that night. Saturday night, they were able to get a draw on the road against the LA Galaxy. So, I mean, they are scoring points, which I guess will help them once they get their entire roster back together.
Right. No, that's what's up. And I also know that, like, me and the brother-in-law and the nephews that played soccer, we got outside. I got some new cleats, the Luna 2s or something. They're pretty sweet. I showed Josh. They're like a bright blue with a red check on them. Like, it's a very sexy pair of boots is what they call them across the pond. And, the next thing would be baseball is back in effect as the Astros look to – they're not really in a rebuild, are they, would you say? But they're retooling is what I would say.
I feel like the Stros are a hated team. You know, much is made about the scandal in 2017. So there's a lot of teams, a lot of fans that root against the Astros. And, you know – That's kind of how it is when you're having success. For the better part of the last decade, the Astros have been one of the teams to beat in all of Major League Baseball. They had 7 consecutive ALCSs, which is the game right before the World Series. They were able to win 2 World Series. They made, I think, 4 straight World Series in a row. So when you're the team on top, everybody's trying to pull you down. Doesn't matter the sport.
Well, we all saw the Warriors go from, like, everybody was happy they were winning and finally doing something to, like, people were hating on Curry, who's, like, one of the nicest people in the world.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Is he, like, though?
For what I can tell. Yeah. You know, I don't know him personally.
I can't say anyone's nice when they're constantly clowning the other team and the other fans. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's now, fair, but, I mean, we've all been to games. We've all been to games. And there's drunk fans, and they act a fool. But, yeah, no. But they were, like, oh, yeah, great. You know, same thing with the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Like, oh, great, Mahomes is better than expected. And then they started winning too much. And people were like, well, they got to be cheating. Refs in their pocket. Like, it turns and it happens. It happens in every sport, like you said. So, not something I'm unfamiliar with.
But, yeah, with the Astros, they're literally 15 games in the season. They're 7-8, middle of the pack. They've got a bunch of new faces that they're trying to acclimate. Obviously, when you're good, other teams are going to come for your talent. Chiefs, Warriors, didn't matter. Other teams were willing to pay top dollar for your talent.
I think it was the Eagles last season. Eagles, too. Eagles got fleeced.
Eagles, too. So you've got new faces. The Astros had to make some tough decisions. They traded Kyle Tucker to the Cubs.
Player of the week.
Yeah. Alex Bregman, also.
Player of the week. The Astros are still the best team in baseball.
And you know, the new guys that came in, they traded Kyle Tucker for three players. All three players played today. They all shined. Cam Smith, nice. New young stud.
I love that pickup. That was a great pickup.
He's 22.
Thank you, Cubs.
He's literally been in professional baseball a heartbeat. He's already starting in right field. Was not his position. They transferred him over there to try to get him going. Hayden Wisniewski, which I don't think was
– Was as, who? What?
Well – I call him Wisnasty, but his name is Wisniewski.
all right, what's happening?
He is a Houston guy. Went to Side Creek. If you're familiar with the area, you know the school. Pitched today, dominated, had 10 Ks. Astros won. The other guy in that trade, Isak Paredes. He is the Mexican flavor on the Houston Astros.
Is his name Isaac or is it Isak?
It's Isak. It is said from Hermosillo, Mexico.
It's so, the Sacatec.
Dude's hit a home run in three straight games. Damn. He's balling. The Astros are going to be just fine. I think a lot of people were panicking because that's what they like to do whenever you're not, you know, starting out on fire. So I think they'll be good.
Well, I mean, and I've said it before, just in our general talks, is I think the Astros are a slow start team because they're not really worried about it. They're more concerned with down the road and the longevity and finding a solution to a problem down the road. We're not worried about winning every game. We're worried about winning the right games at the right time. Like, mm-hmm. I think that after that All-Star break, that's when, you know, things really ramp up and they're always hot. The bats unlock after that and they're locked in and ready to go, and that's why they've had that continued success even with you know, losing coaches, losing players, just having to start from the bottom, being fined $5 million, which to me is trivial, but they did it. But yeah, no, baseball is in fact back. I think this weekend we play the Royals. Now is that who this is? Is that next weekend? I saw an ad on Facebook. I'll be honest with you. I will level with you. I saw an ad on Facebook said I should go watch an Astros game at the Kauffman Stadium.
They nice. Are playing the Royals, but it is not this weekend. It's next weekend, the 25th.
Yeah, okay. So I got time.
26th, 27th.
Yeah. But no, the last time I saw an Astros game in Kansas City, we lost, and I swore to never do it again. I believe Thomas was present for that.
I made the trip, man.
I made a special trip out to picked a wrong game because they won Saturday. We went Friday. They won Saturday. They lost when we were, you know, there doing things. You know, all their nobodies decided to show up and say, hey, we play baseball. We can do this too.
Nice.
Incredible.
Who is Bobby Witt Jr.? I don't know.
He might be the MVP this year. That's
who he is. Oh, there you go.
It's a little early, you know. What's his name? Shohei Ohtani is still in the league. Okay.
Well, that's the National League. We're talking about America.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's right. Baseball does that.
Aaron Judge won it last year, but Bobby Witt was right behind him. And, I mean, he's the younger guy. I think of all the guys that could challenge him, he could definitely be one of them.
I heard if you're not first, you're last. So, yeah. You know, I live by that.
True. Heard that somewhere.
But yeah. So next thing on my agenda here, for culture, the culture, if you will. I know for me, I watch Top Gun when the clouds part and the sun comes out. It gives me that fun spring feeling. Do you guys have any movies or, you know, do you need suggestions for springtime movies? I feel like movies are very seasonal for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. For me, One of the go-tos and stuff is always Harry Potter. That's, you know, exiting that winter time, right? As, you know, winter's coming to a close, getting into spring.
Harry Potter is not one of those movies I thought was seasonal, but you know what? Pop off.
Yeah, I mean, for me it is, you know, fucking.
It's like, I get my summer Star Wars in, you know. It is Lord of the Rings in the fall.
No, and so, yeah, and like, so that's kind of like where I wanted to kind of like, move towards just more movies rather like this, or like you know, you saying Top Gun and stuff like that, very like action based movies. I really like seeing those types. I think it's really cool. I think what they're about to drop, is it Stitch? Stitch is about to drop.
Oh, yeah. That's a live action. The live action. I don't know how Stitch. I feel about that, but I'm here for Lilo's sister, whatever her name is. Oh, yeah. I'm here for it. It's like Alani or something. The energy drink chick. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that movie coming out. We'll see how that goes.
All I know is they better get the casting right because they set the bar really high with the cartoon.
Yeah. The animation was really high. Everybody's looking at Stitch like he has to be perfect. I'm over here like, where's her sister? What about you, Thomas? What are you watching?
I don't know that I have a springtime movie.
Rocky, like, Creed, like, you know, Southpaw, anything like that?
Those are not springtime movies to me. Like, I don't necessarily know what that would be. I mean, the one that when you said, you know, Top Gun, the one, and this is for all the wrong reasons, right? The ultimate springtime movie, because like if you remember the movie and how they went about it, Wedding Crashers, right?
Oh, right.
All the weddings in the spring and like at the end where they're like, you know, or not at the end, but like the beginning where they ended that season, you know, they're sitting whatever that monument is and they're like, man, we had another great season. And I feel like that's when a lot of people try to get married, is in the spring, right? You know, the weather's good. You want to be outside. You want to have the flowers and the birds and all that jazz. So, again, I don't think that's a spring movie. I don't even know what that means. But
yeah, I was expecting a blood sport out of you. You know, like that's my springtime movie. I feel like that's a great springtime movie. The Kumite, bro. It's in the sun. They're, you know, training. He's doing the splits on chairs.
Hong Kong underworld.
Yeah, but there was some, you know, they had the Hawaiian shirts, you know. Right. There were vibes. There were vibes.
You know, I'm gonna throw out there Talladega Nights. You know,
that's a good one. Yeah. I'm here for it. I mean, you can't go wrong with Will Ferrell, but there are people in the world who dislike him.
Yeah.
There are like people who are like, I can't with Will Ferrell. How? Like, I give him props because he is, to me, an actor, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we see a lot of actors that they are the same in every movie. His name is Vin Diesel. He's been Dom Toretto since the start. He had some success, and he's like, well, that's just who I am now.
So it's all the Fast and the Furious springtime movies?
Bro, go back and watch a movie. Yeah, go back and watch a movie with Vin Diesel after the first Fast and the Furious. He is Dom Toretto in every movie that he plays in. It's just his character now. He's like, yeah, I grumble and mumble and I say things about family. I wear chains, one singular chain, and it means the world to me, but I'll give it to every girl that looks at me. Okay, but yeah, no, he's that way. I mean, I think Tom Cruise is kind of that way. After Mission Impossible, he became that guy.
To be fair, I feel like every Fast and the Furious ends with a barbecue back at the crib, right?
Coronas.
Coronas at a barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
You got some Corona.
So definitely a springtime function. I
wonder. I mean, you may be onto something. Fast and the Furious marathon. Go. No. But yeah, no, there's just actors that are like that. I feel like The Rock is one of them, but that's because he's a giant.
Yeah.
And he has to look like he was in the military or some police force in every movie he plays in. Does not matter what it is. I think the last one that I saw was like Red Notice. Yeah. That's him and Ryan Reynolds. And it's really, I was there for Ryan Reynolds or the plot. Call it what you want. But yeah, he's a, oh, well, the guy like does it in the Fast and Furious movie and he explains it perfectly. The guy at the car like dealership, they're like a high-end auction in like Britain. He's like, you know, cargo trousers, functional jacket, tight, ex-military, I take it. And he's like, yep, that's The Rock in every movie that he's played in. I think the only time he got away from it was when he was a bounty hunter. And I feel like that's adjacent, right? Was that with Stifler? Yeah, I forget his actual name.
Yeah.
But yeah, Stifler. We all know Stifler.
Just like Stifler's mom is always going to be Stifler's mom.
Didn't she pass?
In a bunch of other movies. No. She was just in the Minecraft movie.
Or maybe they were talking about doing that in a movie. I think that was like the next American Funeral was the post that I saw. And Stifler's mom passes. So damn. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. Who did you think was going to pass away? But yeah, no. It was like Stifler was talking on social media about reading the script. And he's like, oh, man, it just brought a lot of emotions. And it made me sad in real life. And I was like, that's what's up, man. I hope you can convey that on the silver screen. I'm here for it. Shows, I'm not really watching a lot of shows. I love, and I will admit this to the group right now out loud, I love like shitty reality TV. Like, I will watch Love Island all day long just to see how Kyle messes it up, right? Like, and it's funny because you know in aspect that they're doing it on purpose. They're acting a fool to get views, and they're doing things that don't make sense. You're like, oh, you guys are great for each other. He's like, yeah, well, I called her a whore to her face. What? Why? And then you watch the drama unfold. I'm here for it. That's I will watch that all day long. Like The Perfect Match, Love is Blind. I could go on. Like, I've seen Love is Blind in different countries. Should go crazy in like Switzerland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys have any shows you're watching? Doesn't have to be Spring affiliated. Just, you know, shows.
So for me, the Daredevil series right now, Born Again, if you're not watching that, if you're not a Marvel person, maybe you don't get into it, but I think it's a really good show regardless. For the zombie folks, The Last of Us season 2, that kicks off like tonight as we're
recording. It's more of a fungi problem, but sure. More of a fungi.
There's zombies either way, bro.
Yeah,
I mean, not live.
Yeah. I mean, fair enough.
They're
I mean,
controlled say... by the fungi. Anyways, I'm not going to get into this with you right now.
I mean, for me, you know, soccer for me is a springtime sport. There's a Ted Lasso coming, apparently.
Ted Lasso's really? So good.
Yeah.
Ted Lasso's great.
I've heard rumors that he's coaching a women's soccer team, which will be very interesting.
Nice.
You know, if you're a cowboy person, the 1923 just finished up. Go watch that. It's on Paramount Plus. Very, very good. If you're into the Yellowstone thing, it kind of ties stuff together. What else? Penguin. I got told Penguin I need to stop what I'm doing and go watch that. It's on Max. Really, really good if you're into the Batman thing.
Kicking and Screaming, starring Will Ferrell, is a soccer movie.
Oh, true.
It's also
true.
A really good movie if you like that sort of thing. Like,
right,
I'm
right?
a huge fan. Anything Will Ferrell is good.
I recently watched Luca. You know, if y'all haven't seen that, it's a Disney Plus situation. You know, they're sea monsters that are people that are not people that are sea monsters. They can't get wet because then they look like monsters.
I didn't love it because it had undertones.
I didn't read into it. I watched it blindly and it wasn't bad. It was okay. But yeah, no, I don't do undertones. I don't subscribe to agendas and undertones. I just watch the movie for the sea monsters.
I know with the animes coming up, season 3 of Solo Leveling. Should be releasing here.
Hold on. Talk me into that because
it's badass. You should watch it.
It's great.
Okay,
it's
great.
That's all you need to know. It's badass.
just stop, don't even silence.
Yeah, no, actually, get off the podcast and go watch it. No, right. I'm just kidding,
Hell, guys.
So, have you seen the season 1, right, Josh?
Yes,
I'm in the midst of it. I'm not gonna lie, I've been behind on it. I've got to be in the mood for anime. But if you want to talk to me without spoiling anything about Solo Leveling, why should Thomas watch it?
I need like a trailer. Give me a trailer. What it's about.
So I guess a quick trailer without spoiling too much. Essentially, you know, underdog come up, becomes, you know, the main character becomes like OP'd, and he is the solution
for,
to all.
For us non-gamers, what is OP'd?
Overpowered.
Thank you.
Overpowered. Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you guys who don't watch anime. Every anime that Josh watches starts with a frail Japanese boy who is bound to be better, right? Like, so just
is that
assume.
Who Josh is as a person?
Yeah. On the inside, he's a frail Japanese boy. Yeah.
Thank you.
I hear that it's like the ultimate, like, you know, hype train of like, watch this, and then you'll feel that and you'll vibe out. Like being better as a person, as a fighter, as an analyst, like the guy's like leveling up, like in the show, like he's like logging in.
So Dragon Ball on steroids, is that what we're talking
Dragon
about?
Ball, newer, fresher, different Asian guy. Okay. You know, I respect Dragon Ball because there was never a frail Japanese boy. Like, I mean, you could count
the
Goku.
Dude, and all of them were the baddest dudes. Even the non-baddest dude had a little something for you. So yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody can catch these hands.
If you haven't seen Dragon Ball, you should go watch it right now. It's good stuff. Lots of stuff. Josh is a big Dragon Ball nerd.
Oh, yeah. What, like, the most recent was Dragon Ball...
Daima,
yeah.
Wow, got him.
What's it called? Goku transform, Super Saiyan 4.
Was I not supposed to do that? I'm sorry.
No, I love it. I'm here for it. So I haven't been watching the new Dragon Ball. I'll tell you what I have been doing, though. The book talk put me on Fourth Wing. If you guys haven't seen the Fourth Wing series, it's by Rebecca Yarros, and she is awesome. She writes teenage smut, but whatever. Like, there's dragons. If you're a fan of, don't look at me like that. If you're a fan of dragons, you'll love this. So to give you guys an idea, it takes place in a war college.
I'm just gonna say you're your mother's son. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna put that over there. Look, we're not gonna get into what that means. Mom, if you listen to this, you'll understand. And
guilty as charged. Yep. Guilty as charged. So there's some spicy scenes, but ultimately it takes place in a war college. And like, you have to go through 4 years as a cadet to become a writer. Or if you're not a writer, you're in like the scribe quadrant where they just read books and catalog books and all that other goofy stuff. They're historians. You could also be infantry, but nobody likes infantry. Riders are special because they get chosen by dragons, right? Or killed, whatever.
One or the other.
So it's called the threshing. And yeah, the dragons choose you. And if they see fear in your heart or bitch in your blood, they kill you. So you like channel. Once you pair with a dragon, you tell the lady the name of the dragon because the dragon gives you their real name and you're the only one that knows it. It's kind of dope. And then you get like this magic ability from the dragon. You channel from the dragon, right? So you got this dragon. And then after a while of being in school and learning about life, you manifest a signet is like your special ability. Like, every rider has a signet and it's like unique to them. Like, there is some talks of that, like a signet manifest based off of who you are, right? What you need. And I like it. I like it. I'm messing with it. I just finished the second book. May 7th, I think the third book comes out in graphic audio. And that's how I read these books. I do not read text. I listen to graphic audio while I'm driving to and from Texas, or as of late, to and from work, because I was like deep in this book and I had nowhere to listen to it, right? I'm not going to sit at my computer desk listening to books. So yeah, it's wild. I like it a lot.
I need to know. I have questions now. So who did it first? Did House of Dragon do that first, or did this book do that first? Because if anybody's watched House of Dragon, it's the exact same thing. You get picked by the dragon, and either the dragon loves you or he cooks you. So
I don't know what you're talking about. House of the Dragon, that's new for me. I'm going to go with Rebecca Yarros. Like, she's clearly the creator of dragons. Actually, if you've read ACOTAR, of which I'm a couple books into right now, that's Court of Thorns and Roses. By Sarah J. Maas. That's another steamy series. No dragons, but it does have similar, like, there's the guy she's supposed to like, and then there's this bad boy that is stealing her heart away day in, day out. And yeah, his name is Zaddy, Zayden Ryerson. He's the main character in the Fourth Wing series. In the other one, it's Resand. In ACOTAR, it's Resand.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, dude, I'm all the way in, and I'm not even mad about it, bro. I'm a book talk girly at this point. Yeah. If I'm not listening to the book, I'll listen to, you know, Sabrina Carpenter, you know? I'm bought in. Bought in. I still like women, but I bought in.
The fact that you need to put that out there for everybody, like, hey, guys. This is not me.
Right. But, well, I realized that I was putting myself on a trajectory, and I was like, you know what? I need to course correct, you know, state some of the obvious, and we're back in. Like, no, I do like a book that has a vast world building in it, because I've tried to do that in my personal time before, is write a book. And I like the way they build their worlds. I mean, there's only so much you can do. But to see the way the different people do it is really nice, because ACOTAR is about fairies, and it's got a beautiful world, different courts. Like, I think Resand is the king of the night court. And then, yeah, Zayden Ryerson of Orisha, he's like the prince to the throne. Like, Zaddy is what they call him.
Yeah, is that what you
call him? No, that, whatever. Semantics. But... Yeah, no. Sports. Basketball. Basketball's wrapping up.
Basketball playoffs. NBA playoffs.
Yeah. Let's realign.
Music changed. It skipped twice. Like, and now it's like, let me turn it back to something. The Houston Rockets are the number 2 seed in the Western Conference. Oh, they are waiting for the play-in. between Golden State and the Memphis Grizzlies to see who will play them in the first round. And now I'll get back off of that because clearly there's some testosterone I plugged back in.
After, yeah, right. Well, the question on everyone's mind,
whatever that is.
Yeah. Look, read the book. You'll buy in. You'll be in there. He's oh man, I just finished book two, bro.
He's what?
Anyways, so the inquiring minds want to know what emote is John Morant going with? I think he's due for like a chainsaw or some sort of melee weapon, like a knife, perhaps.
So that's funny that you bring that up because if you watched it and didn't know, it looks like – so let me backtrack. He's been under fire recently for A, toting guns, and B, joking about shooting guns. And the league is trying to crack down on that. Like, that's not the image we want to present. We don't believe that, you know, in gun violence, anything like that.
Right.
So – Ja, after his recent fine for a gesture that looked like a gun and warning, hey, if you do it again, he has now gone to a grenade chucking gesture in which he pretends to throw a grenade and then covers his ears. However, he would tell you that is not a grenade. This is like my words. And I put
them out my words.
And I don't want to hear anything after I put my words out there. But it looks
like he definitely went out and said that I'm throwing my words out into the crowd and I'm not listening to the haters when he puts his hands over his ears. And then I went back because I had to double check, right? I don't like to, you know, take in half-truths and, you know, not the full story. I look and you can see him visibly bite the pin with his mouth and then chuck the grenade. And it's an underhand lob or whatever. Like he chucked the grenade into the crowd and then put his hands over his ears. Like my boy's playing GTA, everybody else playing basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those that doesn't know what the pin pull sounds like.
Yeah. 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 You gotta bite it and pull it. I mean, you could use your other hand, but that's boring. We're looking to be action heroes here.
Right, right, yeah. Cinematic for sure. Oh my god. And what, y'all said he got fined 15,000
for it? I think for the gun emote, he got fined like 15 grand.
God dang.
It's an expensive use of your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And it's weird, right? To like die on that hill. Like I will emote weaponry and you cannot stop me.
Yeah. Damn.
There's an outside chance he'll use like a medieval lance here next. That could happen.
Very specific there. But Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Yeah. To like a stab and flip, you know? It's yeah. Whatever you got to do to cook
this. Em. Is Sparta action. Yeah. A little sparring kick, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. So, any last words on spring, fellas? I know we've gone over a lot.
For me, I will tell you that Texas doesn't get a whole lot of spring. We go from like a week and a half of spring to straight into summer heat. So spring and summer kind of jive together. A lot of the same summer vibes. You're going to just incorporate them, whether it's, you know, getting out to see a concert. These are some music goers, lovers.
Coachella's happening right now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So all those things are still relevant here in Texas. ACL. Austin City Limits, big, huge concert thing that I'm going to try to talk these guys into going with me because I need to check that out on my bucket list. And it's kind of – I don't want to say it's in the middle. It's kind of in the middle. They're at the Mayweather Drive. Figure it out. But
yeah, Austin is definitely not in the middle.
But middle-ish, right? Middle-ish.
But Texas is large, but that's down the street for you.
But just get outside, man. Enjoy some sun. Get some get the vitamin D that way instead of in a pill form.
Yeah, you do cargo shorts. You do a button down short sleeve shirt, and you leave it open.
Whole another episode for attire. These guys are prom kings and queens. They'll dress it up a billion different ways. They can tell you.
Get you some of those Pit Viper glasses.
Look at him. See, look, he's got like a
nice flat bill hat. This is classic. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah,
you could even go with one of those nice new ones they got. It's like Kansas City or like Houston, and it's like curled, but it's upside down. Like it's a good look. It's a very simple, you know, branding logo. I like it. Rock some New Balances. I can't buy New Balances, but get you some New Balances. I literally tried to buy New Balances and I walked out with like some Air Maxes. Like I couldn't do it. I could not do it. But yeah, no. So that'll do it for us. The boys, we're done with spring. Thomas didn't get much of it. I don't know that they've hit 90 degrees yet over there. But
it was 91 today, bro.
It was like 72, and I was pretty toasty. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I drive a mostly black car. It's like not black. It's like a dark blue, but it's hot, right? Thomas has a black SUV. Josh lives a nice life in like a white car. So
Jetta for all the ladies.
Ooh, there you go. A little Volkswagen action. Volks with a stabbing wagon. Get after it. But all right, that'll do it for us. Let's get out of here, boys. Until next time.
Take it easy, people.